up until 11, we're going to meet the rest of our committee members in 11. If it was 5, it was going to be 2 from the opposition and 3 from the ANC. But now the LOC can only, because they want to demonstrate to the world that South Africa is ready. But they feel a monitoring committee of the portfolio committee can be part of that, so that at least it gives impetus to that change. So when we start we're going to start in Johannesburg, Polokwane, we ended up in Devon. In Devon, Mrs. Njobo will be there. She's going to receive us. So I'm proposing that comrades, let's have the four names. Don't forget gender. It said it must not be a men's choir. Unfortunately, DA will stuck with the men's choir a little bit for now. Mr. Madlo, here's your beautiful letter. Yes, suspended, Ms. Matua, by walking out of Parliament. Comrade Tuga?
I do get your point very clear on the proportionality, proportional representation of members to this event in relation to.
Zuki will give you, a copy on our members of the program for the event. Huh? Yeah, from the school, so that they must know what is happening anyway, because colors would like us to meet them in their provinces, so they must be part of us wherever this thing goes. So, comrades and members, you'll get this information from Zuki about the 100 days tour. Yes, Suka, sorry.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm saying then, I don't have a problem with the proportionality. And secondly, I also want to, before I input, I want to tender the apology of Mr. Frolic. Apparently, flights from BE being affected by George have been delayed since this morning, has been cancelled, in fact.
By George who?
They'll be how? Saying the flights have been cancelled, George.
All
flights. But at all. But then that spills over to BE. There are no flights this morning. Anyone coming from BE this morning, they only run from 11:30. So I think maybe...
It's good, I'm only telling that he must not come in the morning.
Yeah.
It's good.
Even those who arrive late, yesterday they arrived around about 11, and yet there are no flights after 5.
Those who take in the 8 o'clock flight?
All flights have been cancelled.
Okay.
Until 11:30.
Okay.
So... That has affected the two members, I assume. Then on the second issue, Chairperson, I understand you're saying gender. You're saying it's 3, excluding yourself, you're the fourth one as a Chairperson.
Yeah.
I would assume, or you are the fifth one.
No, I'm not part of the four.
You're not part of the four?
No, I'm not part of the four.
No,
you're asking right. I'm not part of the four. The chair is not part of
the four. Chairperson, surely, in terms of the women, I'm not sure whether to propose both or one. And now I'm also advantaged by saying that you are saying who's in the honourable member Njobo is going to receive us in Durban, or receive the delegation in fact in Durban, which means it's very simple. I think we are left with 2 women, and then the 2 males will grapple with that. I'm proposing that.
Sorry, guys, this gender thing, if you are number 1 or number 2, they push you back, and then they put women up there.
So I think my proposal is clear, because 1 has been cut because she was a queen. Then we are left with 2. Proposing the 2 remaining ones to be part of the delegation, if you say 50-50. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Paul, it's Mr. Van der Lende, Memory Fever, and Grace. Mr. Panelene, what is the second, the third large party in the house? You're the second.
No, we're the second
tier. Yeah, because they said that we must do it in that way. And Cope, Ms. McKenzie said that you will not be able to go because I have contacted Cope, I have contacted DA, because I don't want to be outflowed. That's why I'm talking to him. I've asked Donald Lee, he said that he's not in a position to go, and therefore he's going to talk to his colleague. And then Cope, I've spoken to him, he's not in a position to come. Then automatically, the one left is the IFP. So it will be Ms. McKenzie, Lamini, Malishiva, Grace, Corey. So go and do necessary arrangements. Suga, you'll receive us in Port Elizabeth. From there, you'll go to.
Another technicality, Chair.
Yes.
These four of the ELC, is it including the opposition parties?
No. We have four delegations. So the ANC has three. And the opposition must have one. It's four people. Oh yeah, it's not, I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Because it's supposed to be Mr. Panelene and three from the ANC. Mm-hmm. And yes, you're right. No, if we reach a consensus, because the parties are likely to run to the speaker and say, no, Uche, we have marginalized, so I don't want that. Especially when there is a consensus that they insist that no, we don't mind, then it's okay, there's no problem. But I'm just doing procedure so that nobody complains.
No, because I was coming from a point that says ANC has four. In that four, please remember the 50-50.
Yes.
The gender. So I thought it would be two from women and two males in the ANC.
No. Mm-hmm. ANC has three of the four.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The ANC must nominate three. The ANC has nominated two now. There should be one from the end.
Chairperson?
Yeah.
On a lighter note, we are not going to vote up there. Can't they make it a multi-party thing up there? We're not going to vote. Why must the majority party have the majority people?
No, you see, when we do that, Majority, other people, when it is something that suits them, apart from us having that good relations here, other people, when they go to the speaker and say, no, the ANC has taken this and this. Now they say that, no, please, when you go there, don't forget proportional allocation of, if there are two people, ANC goes with two. If there are three, ANC takes two and one opposition. If there are four, ANC will take three and then one. If there are five, the ANC will take three and two. So time and again, it moves in that way. So if we are 10, we'll take seven and give you three. That's a painful way of democracy. So there are three names there. It's Mr. Panelene, Memory Fever, Grace, Cora. Yes, Cora.
I think they're ready to give it to colleagues.
Hey, come here. If you give it to Suka, it will be your in-house arrangement. But for now, let's agree.
Okay.
Because Suka is going to say no and all those other things.
Okay.
If you give over to Suka, and then we'll talk about it, and then there's no problem. But let us not discuss it here. Because Suka wants to raise another angle, which I'm not going to take. Good. So, honorable members, going to KwaZulu. KwaZulu Natal. Mackenzie, Matua, would rather accommodate you and Mr. Dlamini to the 8th that is accommodated by FIFA to KwaZulu Natal. Yeah. But they will communicate with you because they are only accommodating 8 and then we are 13. The other 3. We hope in Parliament to accommodate them. But that process is not yet over. But if there are 8 those people, it will be 5 from the ANC probably, and 1 from DA, COP, probably IFP. But usually when they do that, they just take the DA and all other parties, they just put them together, and then they must choose who they want there. So if they go and use that majority, that's what they do. But I don't want to do it in that way. I want to do it in a proper way. In that way, disadvantaging other people. So we're concluding that matter. The last matter, honorable members, is the adoption of the minutes of the 2nd of February and the 16th of February. Correct. Comrade Kora moves for the adoption. Musi, second. Minutes of the 2nd of February adopted, and then going to the set of minutes of the 16th of February. 16th of February. The 2nd of February we're through. We're going to the 16th of February, the small one. This one. Suka proposed for the adoption. Mr. Van der Linde and Bongosi second, Mr. Van der Linde second, and the minutes are adopted. So, honorable members, we're having one agenda so that we must discuss it thoroughly. Unfortunately, in the light of the excuse by the FIFA match, there's nothing that we can do, but we'll meet them not next week, honorable members. Next week we are on a committee week and constraints. The following week on Tuesday, definitely, all the delegation from FIFA will be here. Then we are going to discuss. It's only one item, the issue of ticketing with MESH. And then that's all what we're going to discuss. So it's going to be one item on the agenda next week. So, honorable members and comrades, the meeting. Okay, thank you very much.